Dozens of Sudanese journalists working for local and international media outlets marched on the streets of Khartoum Tuesday to demand justice for their colleague Ali al-Dali, who was attacked and beaten by Sudanese military intelligence officers. Military officers beat al-Dali on Monday while he was covering an accident involving a minibus and a motorbike. The journalist was beaten unconscious by the time he was transported to nearby hospital for treatment. Some journalists say attacks on journalists or any other citizens following the revolution is a clear violation of the right to freedom of expression, which is stipulated in the constitution and violates the Juba Peace Agreement. Speaking to this program, Sudanese journalist Sajda Dafalla, who works for Al Zol online newspaper in Khartoum, says al-Dali's beating is a clear indication that the military component of the transitional government in the country does not respect the law.
The incident is serious because the attackers are the same security forces who are supposed to protect citizens. The incident would widen the gap between the military component and the public. This is the time where we all need to work collectively to implement the Juba Peace Agreement, which calls for unity of the country.
Nearly 10 attacks on journalists have occurred in the country since 2019 after the establishment of the joint military and civilian-led transitional government. In October 2020, three journalists were beaten by police officers in two separate incidents during a peaceful demonstration in Khartoum. Sudanese journalist and political analyst Saleh Muhammad Abdallah condemned the attack on al-Dali and called for an immediate investigation into the circumstances surrounding the incident. He says the transitional government has a constitutional obligation to protect journalists on duty.
We call upon the government of Hamdok to immediately issue a clear statement condemning the incident, and they should also ensure that journalists are protected by the law as they carry out their duties. We strongly reject any attack on journalists as it used to happen during the previous administration, which used to silence and violate freedoms.
Malaz Assam, a freelance journalist who has worked for several international media outlets, also condemns al-Dali's beating and recommends that media laws in Sudan be revised so that any violation of journalists' rights be regarded as a violation of human rights. Assam says media laws have not been amended. She says journalists are still being harassed and beaten, just as they were during the Bashir administration.
Not only journalists alone, but all the other sectors as well. Sudanese citizens are unsafe to move about their lives. So my question is that, when do we expect the real change to happen? When will the security forces carry out their real duty to protect the citizens?
Asad Tahir, Executive Director for Community Promotion for Progress, an NGO that advocates for citizens' rights, says he is disturbed by such an incident during this post-revolution period. He says the government must ensure journalists' safety and that their rights are protected by law, saying they play a crucial role in building a new Sudan.
Press freedom is still facing a lot of violations since the beginning of the revolution and even after the ouster of the former administration. Despite the fact that the revolution calls for freedoms, journalists continue to experience violations mostly from the security forces and from unknown groups or individuals.
Sudanese journalists say they reject any form of violence against the media, and citizens have a right to know what is going on in the country. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.